with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department has reportedly issued a flurry of subpoenas related to the U.S. government's inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
The grand jury subpoenas issued out of the Southern District of Florida seek documents related to the preparation of the Obama administration's intelligence community assessment. It was made public in January 2017 and claimed Russia waged a covert influence campaign to help Donald Trump defeat Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton. Some of the current, future, or intended subpoena recipients are reportedly former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI employees who were involved in the Russia investigation. Ken Lorman reporting.
Jewish organization speaking out as self-identified democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani prepares to take the reins of America's most populous city.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zohran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
A narrow majority of voters agree with the impeachment proceedings against a federal judge involved in the Biden administration's Arctic Frost investigation.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 67% of U.S. likely voters consider Arctic Frost to be a serious scandal, including 43% who say it's very serious. 26% don't think the Arctic Frost scandal is serious, including 12% who believe it is not at all serious. The survey of 1,173 U.S. likely voters was conducted November 2nd.
This is SRN News. Are people good or bad? Michael Harrington takes a look at a study that asks that question.
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because of the administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements every year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback in August when a federal judge ruled against restoring funds during the network's lawsuit. This is SRN News. The FBI currently operates a significant criminal justice information services complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia. The state's governor, Patrick Morrissey, says he would happily take in any other agencies the administration wants to relocate.
We would welcome any of the Trump administration initiatives to move people, these agencies, out to the heartlands. And certainly we already have thousands of FBI employees out in Clarksburg.
Morrissey made his comments to the Salem Radio Network this week. Economist Stephen Moore says he believes in a safety net for the needy, but that too many Americans are abusing food programs like SNAP.
What's wrong with our country? We're the richest country in the world, and we have 42 million people who need the government to put food on their table. And I was looking at data on the blue states versus the red states. Which states do you think that the food stamps are exploding in? The blue states.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.